Hi, everybody. This is Will Bowen with today's Jumpstart. Well, today we want to jumpstart people focus. And let me tell you what I mean by that. My daughter, Star, is, I've said this before, no offense to you, no offense to yours. I'm not her blood dad, but she's my daughter. And so I don't take that responsibility for her. And I didn't get to raise her during her formative years. So I take no responsibility for how fantastic she is. I'm just going to tell you how fantastic she is. As I've told you before, I've never seen anyone more popular than Star. For every invitation most people get to do something, Star turns down 5 or 6 because people just want to be with Star. And in the previous Jumpstart, I talked about one of Star's attributes, and that is that within the first minute of meeting somebody, and this is not a technique, I've just noticed it about her. And when I ask her about it, she's not even aware of it. The one I'm about to teach you, I'll bet you she's not aware of it either. But the one that I shared before that Star always does is within the first minute of meeting someone, she works in the words, I like. I like. I like your hair. I like your bald head. I like your eyes. I like your shoes. I like your smile. Never anything creepy or personally. Too personal. It's always something that makes the person feel good. Oh, I like the effort you put forth in yoga class today, or something like that. But Star always gets I like. The second thing that she does is I have never seen such people focus. And here's what I mean. My wife and Star own Endless Yoga, the most popular yoga studio in Kansas City by far. Now, I'm not saying that to brag. It's part of the story. When you come in and it's 15 to 20 minutes before a yoga class, there can be a line of 30 or 40 people waiting to get in, and that line just stays there. The people come in, and if they haven't checked in online using their phones or their iPads or computers, then they get checked in at the counter. And at the counter is Marty and Star greeting people. Now, I don't need to be greeted. I don't need to get in their way. They're my girls. I love them. I get to see them all the time. But I want to say hi. When Marty's behind the counter, I always walk over, even when there's a huge line, lean over, give her a kiss on the cheek. She never stops what she's doing. It's a way of letting her know, everything's great, I love you, I'm here, and moving on. The other day, Star was behind the counter. Now, here's the interesting thing. Star was talking to somebody. It was a new student, and they had just started this conversation. I leaned in to give Star a kiss. Star would not even lean back. She wouldn't even acknowledge it. I did not exist. Me, her stepdad, who's been with her for 12 years, who's taken her on trip. Anyway, all of this stuff. No, because to Star, once she locks on, she locks out. Once Star locks on, she locks out. Let me say that again. When Star locks on, Star locks out. When she locks on to you, she locks out everybody else. If somebody comes up to give her a kiss on the cheek, even if it's her beloved dad, she ignores that person. Why? Because she's talking to you. And you know what she taught me? It wasn't cool for me to interrupt them even by walking up and giving them a kiss. So I've told Marty that I'm not going to do that anymore. I'll let her know. I'll just wave as I walk by. She knows. I'll give her a kiss later. Try that today. Give intense people focus. You will build such loyalty and passion. It's amazing how much people will begin to really care about you when they know you care about them by focusing exclusively on them. And the most important thing is put this down. When someone is speaking, put it down. And your phone, your watch, don't check your watch. Stay with that person until you're done. Intense people focus. It pays off. Enjoy today. We'll talk tomorrow. Bye-bye.